But the shiur in this week's parsha, Acharei, something very nice from the Rebbe's father, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Zatzal. In this week's parsha, we have the whole service that the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, would do in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur, and he would pray for the Jewish people, but also he would ask Hashem for forgiveness and all the sins that both himself he did and also for the nation. And it says, V'chipe ba'adoi u'ba'ad beisoi. He should first ask forgiveness for himself, and then he should ask forgiveness for others, for the nation. And this makes sense, because if the Kohen Gadol had the sins or blemishes, then it will be difficult for him to pray on behalf of the Jewish people to erase their sins. And similarly, brings down Rabbi Levitzel, we find in the Gemara that Yutes in Masichta Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Kishoit Atzmacho V'achakach Kishoit Achedim, that you should first adorn yourself, beautify yourself, and afterwards you can beautify and fix up, polish up other people. Which means that if you want to correct other people with their flaws and sins, if you have the same sin, you won't be able to convince them, you won't be able to uplift them and elevate them. So first, correct yourself, and then correct others. So we see first starts with the person himself, and then he's able to elevate others. Ask Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, it seems like a little contradiction. We find a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this, Omelei Mori, Omelei Rava. Rava said to Rabba Bar Mori. See what the name of it is going to be important. Rava asked to Rabba Bar Mori, Rabba the son of Mori. From where do we know this saying that whoever beseeches, seeks out, asks Hashem for mercy, rachamim, for somebody else, if he needs the same thing, he will be answered first. Hunan atchila. But over there it says, kol ha-mavakish rachamim b'shvil chaveiroi. Whoever asks mercy from Hashem for his friend first, then he will be blessed. He will be answered first. So it starts with the others, and then it comes back to him. So why when the Kohen Gadol is asking for sins, he first asks for himself, and then he asks for others. And by the comes to asking Hashem for his mercy, over there, it's better to ask for others, and then you will be answered first. What's the reason for that? Answer Rabbi Levi, it's so very simple. It's all hinted in the words. There's a very big difference when you want to erase sins or you want to ask Hashem's mercy. When I'm asking Hashem's mercy, I'm not asking Hashem to judge the other person, to look at his situation. Is he worthy or not worthy? Does he have sins or mitzvahs or virtues? I'm not going into that. I'm talking now to Hashem's mercy. Hashem is Abba Rachamam. He is the father of all, or the source of all mercy. And I'm asking him, Hashem, please, let's not look at the person. Let's look at your source of you are the father. You care about your children. And I'm asking from my heart, from the depth of my heart, I'm going to have to ask for bracha. And also this person needs rachamim. He needs mercy in his life, whatever it should be. Panosa, shidduchim, whatever. Health. So it says, if you ask for somebody else, you will be answered first. But what we're talking about this week's parasha, what the Gemara is talking about in Sanhedrin, first purify yourself, adorn yourself, and then others. But they were talking about you want to change the person with his behavior. So you're getting involved in his situation. Over there, if you want to help a person, you want to erase his sins, first make sure you don't have that blemish yourself, and then you'll be able to fix another person. That's why this week's parsha, when it comes to erasing sins, so you're dealing with the situation of the person, v'chipe ba'adai or ba'ad beisoi. First yourself, and then comes others. But this Rabbi Levi Yitzchak says a very interesting thing. You see how the Gemara over there, where it says whoever asks for someone else, he will be helped first, he's asking Hashem's rachamim. Who is the one who says it? Rabba Bar Mori. So Rabba is the son, and his father, he's the son of Mori. So in generation-wise, first came Mori, he's the father, and then came Rabba. And this is hinted in the name. And that's why you find, not always does the Gemara say, the when it says the name of a Tana or a Moira, does it say the name and his father's name. When it does say, explains Rabbi Levitzok, it has a connection to the theme of what he's talking about. Over here, it's so beautiful, fits so well. The father was Mori. The word Mori is Mem Resh Yud, comes from the word bitter, mar, like we have by Pesach, Moror. So first, the person's situation that you're praying for, you're asking Hashem's mercy, was not a good situation. He was Mori. He was mar. It was bitter. That's what came before, just like the father comes before the son. And then when you pray, what will happen? Rabba. Rabba means abundance. Hashem will reveal rachamim and chasodim, kindness and goodness. And this is hinted also in the Gematria. Rabba, Reish Beis Hei, adds up to 207. And that's the same Gematria as Oyer. Aleph, Vov, Reish, Oyer. When you ask for somebody else, you will be answered first. It will bring Oyer, the light, to your life. And the other person will also be answered. You will bring tremendous amount of Oyer. With light, you brighten up his life. You bring chasodim and rachamim, kindness and mercy to yourself and also to the other person. So it's so hinted with the name Rabba Bar Mori, the son, which means comes after, is Rabba, an abundance, or light. The father was Mori, bitter. First, the situation is bitter. Then, through your praying for others, you will be helped and he will be helped. Others will be helped. You will bring a lot of Rabba, a lot of kindness, and a lot of oil, light, and chasodim in everyone's life.